Very good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday here on Q92. We get together each week with registered dietitian Amber Boyens from Madison Healthcare Services and Immunutrition right here in Madison, Minnesota. How you doing, Amber?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine. I'm trying to keep cool.
It's warm.
It's warm, and it's going to be warm for a couple of days.
It is.
And we're going to talk about something very important when it gets hot.
That's right.
It's hydration.
Hydration.
Right.
I think we hit this most years when we get to the summer, but I figure now with these first 90 plus degree days, probably a good time for us to hit it a little bit. And I think I saw the Lacaparral Emergency Management Facebook page had posted that, is it Madison hits 90 plus degrees as a high more than anywhere else in the state?
Something
is that what
like
I saw?
That. Yeah.
So, Someone said it was all the hot air coming out of here.
Yeah, coming out of the radio station.
That's right.
Radio speakers, hot air. That's right. Come in the radio station, you can see it warmer.
That's right. So I thought we could talk a little bit about hydration since we're getting into those months here, because it's probably going to be this warm weather for a while.
That's right. We were just talking about hydration at the city council meeting last night.
Were you?
Yes.
What were you talking about?
The hydration station that's being put in over at the new Slend Park project.
Wonderful.
Yes.
And it just gives you good old-fashioned water.
That's right.
Right?
Can't beat it.
And that's one of the things we're going to talk about today, because there's a huge industry out there, and we'll talk about that a little bit more here, of sports drinks and electrolyte beverages and all of that. So we'll hit today on whether or not we need those things.
And coffee.
Coffee.
Not so much.
Doesn't quite fit into this category, but we'll talk about it. So we all know that water makes up more than half of the human body, right? 70% of the human body. Everything that we have inside our body, our cells, our tissues, our organs, all require that we have some kind of fluid to help them work. It helps us regulate our body temperature. It helps us transport nutrients through our body. It helps us remove waste, stuff that's not supposed to be in here. One thing that you might be interested in is it helps lubricate our joints.
Could use that.
You could use a little bit more joint lubrication. It supports our digestion, helps us maintain our blood volume, all very important things, right? So even mild dehydration can have an impact on our mood, on our ability to concentrate and focus, and even on our joint pain. Just a little bit of dehydration can go a long way in making us uncomfortable. So in order to be hydrated then, how much do we actually need? Well, we've always heard just drink 8 glasses a day, right? Well, maybe. The amount of water we need is really dependent on a lot of things. It's dependent on our body size, our age, our health conditions, our medications, our activity level, where we're at in life. We need a lot more if we're pregnant or breastfeeding than we do if we're not. So there are different calculations we can do, different ways to estimate it. You'll hear 1/2 ounce to 1 ounce per pound of body weight that you have. Sure, you can start there. On average for men, it's somewhere around 15 cups of total fluid for the day that our body needs. And for women, somewhere around 11 cups of total daily fluid. Now, that doesn't mean you have to drink that much water. That includes even fluids that we get from food, when we have fruits and vegetables, when we eat soups, when we have yogurt, any of those things that contain a good amount of liquid, that counts toward our fluid intake for the day. So instead of trying to count our ounces, which can be helpful for some people, but sometimes it can just get kind of frustrating, it's good for us to just pay attention to those signs of dehydration. If we have dry mouth, if we are getting headaches or having a lot of fatigue or dizziness, if we're not going to the bathroom very often during the day, when we do go to the bathroom, our urine should be pale yellow, maybe clear, rather than something darker. Now, if you're taking certain supplements, like certain B vitamins, if we take in too much and we excrete them, that can cause our urine to be bright neon yellow. So sometimes it doesn't mean that you're dehydrated, but looking for all those symptoms as a whole can really help us identify dehydration. And really, for most people, thirst is a good indicator. So when we're thirsty, rather than reaching for the pop or rather than reaching for the coffee, having a little bit of water first can help make sure our body is getting what it needs. Now, a lot of people think that the sports drinks or electrolyte beverages are better than water. This has become a huge industry. You're not a big sports drink drinker.
I'll drink one once in a while if it's handy, but I'd rather have a bottle of water.
Yeah, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
and saying a lot for you. You must be really desperate if you're reaching for a bottle of water. But sports drinks are about a $27 billion U.S. market. And North America alone takes up a third of the global market for these drinks. Now, this is things like Gatorade and Powerade and Body Armor and powders like Liquid IV and LMNT. There's so many different things out there on the market now. And these things were really made for endurance athletes, for people who are sweating a lot, for long duration exercise like marathons and things like that.
I guess I should drink a little more of that.
Yeah. Well, 73% of the drinkers are not athletes. Or are casual exercisers. So if you did pick up the sports drink habit, you'd be in good company. Most people, water is going to be plenty. So if your workout is something like, or your activity or your movement for the day is something like gardening or walking or biking or strength training, if you're doing something for less than an hour, you probably don't need anything more than water. Now, if you're doing a lot of work outdoors, especially on a day like today, you're sweating a lot. Electrolytes might be helpful. That's what these sports drinks are, what these powders are, is electrolyte drinks. If you are sick and you have a lot of vomiting or diarrhea, that's another time when electrolytes can be helpful because you're losing them rapidly, so it can help to replace them. Now, electrolytes are really just minerals that our body that have electrical charges that our body uses to balance out fluid and nerve communication, muscle contractions, things like that. That's why when people have muscle cramps or Charlie horses a lot, sometimes they feel like they need to eat bananas or they need to get more potassium or take some magnesium. And sometimes that is the case. Sometimes it's not. So our big electrolytes are sodium, potassium, magnesium, and calcium. And the beautiful thing is all four of those come in our food. So rather than spending our money on electrolyte drinks, if we don't need them, if we don't fall into that category of people who need them, you know, potassium we get from potatoes and bananas, beans, milk, yogurt. We get magnesium from nuts and seeds and whole grains and beans. Calcium we get from dairy and all of the other things we talked about with calcium a couple of weeks ago. Most Americans get plenty of sodium, so you probably don't need to worry about replacing that. And honestly, some of these drinks can come with 1,000 milligrams of sodium, which is probably more than most people really need. So we can overdo electrolytes, especially if we have certain medical conditions, people who have imbalances in their potassium, in their phosphorus, who have kidney disease, who have any of those kinds of conditions should probably use some caution. If we don't have the sugar-free versions, they come with quite a bit of sugar too, which again, they were made for athletes who are using a lot of sugar and can use that boost. So for those of us who are, you know, sitting in our air-conditioned workplaces, we probably don't need that extra electrolyte to get through the day, even on a hot day like today. Water is probably enough. So keep water visible to drink more. By all means, add some fruit into it or something like that for flavor. You can add herbs in there for flavor. Let it sit in your fridge, get cold. Eating fruits and vegetables. So some of our fruits and veggies that people think of that have a lot of liquid in them are, you know, celery and cucumbers, watermelon, tomatoes are great, but even bell peppers, radishes, mushrooms, all great sources of fluid that can help contribute to that total fluid that we need for the day and keeping us hydrated. But if you need that extra water, carry a refillable water bottle with you. Sip on it throughout the day. It does more benefit for our body to kind of drink it slowly throughout the day than to try to chug it all at once and make up for all those hours we weren't drinking water.
Chugging it all at once probably isn't a really good idea. It's too much water is not good for you either.
Too much water is not good for you. Now, if you chug your 20-ounce bottle of water, probably not a big deal. But when we're trying to take in too much at one time, that cannot be a good thing.
You know, some radio station someplace had a contest to see how much somebody could drink, and somebody died.
They did.
From the amount of water that they tried to consume.
You have to drink quite a bit to get to that point, but it's really best to just kind of spread it out throughout the day.
Yeah, moderation. As we
eat well. Yeah. Get your electrolytes from your food and drink that water throughout the day, and you'll be in pretty good shape.
You remember, as I was raising you, remember what I always said about sweating?
Don't.
It means you're working too hard.
Oh, there we go.
Means you're working too hard. Take a break. Yeah, that's what sweat is an indicator of.
Great advice. Yeah, okay. Yes.
Well, with that piece of advice, I want to encourage people to give you a call if they have any other questions on nutrition or related topics?
Absolutely.
How can they find you?
Yep. You can call up to the clinic here in Madison. It's 598-7551 and schedule a visit to come see me. You can also find me online at imunutrition.com. It's imunutrition.com or on Facebook at imunutrition. Or you can always call here to the radio station and you guys can get in touch with me.
We know where to find you.
That's right.
All right. Very good. See you again next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.